我们特别讲到圣经里面有很多的福气，如果我们打开圣经就有的。
So let us look into the Bible. There are many blessings.
所以，如果你需要福气的时候，你就打开上帝的话语，你就很多福气临到我们身上。
So if you're looking for blessings, just turn open your Bibles.
今天我的时间的关系，我们不要讲太长。
I will keep to the time today, and I will not take too long.
我就要从圣经里面讲三个福气就好了。
But I will focus on three blessings and three treasures.
第一个福气是什么福气呢
？The first blessing.
诗篇三十二篇告诉我们说。
Psalm 32.
如果你能够有时间，你就翻来看了。诗篇三十二篇告诉我们说。
You can turn to Psalm 32.
罪得赦免的人，这个人是有福气的人。
He who is forgiven of sins is blessed.
大卫他怎么样讲呢
？What did David say?
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这个人是什么？有福气的人。
And he said, "Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is covered."
这是大卫的经验。
And this is David's personal
experience. 在他经验里面，他感觉到说，人的罪得到赦免，得到遮盖，这个人是真正有福气的人。
And David personally experienced of his sins being forgiven, and he felt that that is a blessing.
第二节也告诉我们说
，Verse two,
心里面没有诡诈的人。
And he who kept up those who has no sin in his heart.
耶和华不算为有罪的人。
Because the Lord, blessed is a man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity.
这个人也是有福气的人。
And whose spirit there is no deceit.
因为这是大卫里面所学习的功课。
And this is the lesson David himself learned.
这是大卫他在撒母耳记下十一章他犯罪之后啊。
And this was recorded, or David wrote this psalm after his sin recorded in Samuel, the second book of Samuel.
他特别设计好，让他忠心的将军，可以回到家两次设计。
And he devised for two times that his servant would return home.
但是这个将军太忠心了。
And this general was very devoted.
所以他绝对不会回家。
He refused to take a leave and go home.
到了第三次的时候
，and the third time，
大卫痛下了狠心了。
And David insisted.
借着打仗事情，把这个忠心的将军被杀死了。
And devised to have this general killed in at war.
他以为没有人就知道。
And he thought nobody would know what he was committing.
就如他写诗篇，他祷告在神面前忏悔的时候
，until David himself wrote a psalm and repented before God，
心中没有诡诈的人
，and he said those whose spirit there is no deceit，
上帝看为没有罪的人
，and for the Lord who does not impute，
这是一个真正有福气的人
，and this is a man who is indeed blessed。
他以为把他的这个忠心的将军解决之后，可以高枕无忧，可以无忧无虑了。
Because David thought that after he took care of having his devoted general killed at battle.
但是想不到在撒母耳记下十一章告诉我们。
But in Second Samuel chapter 11.
神打发先知十二章撒母耳记下十二章告诉我们，神打发先知去责备大卫的时候。
And but the Lord sent the prophet to rebuke David.
他说我得罪耶和华了。
And he said, I have sinned against the
Lord. 他马上就认罪。
And he repented immediately.
求神赦免他。
And he asked God for forgiveness.
神就赦免他了。
And the Lord forgave him.
所以我们看大卫在这样的过程当中，他写了诗篇五十一篇。
And then David, having experienced the sin and forgiveness, he wrote Psalm 51.
诗篇五十一篇讲什么呢
？And what did Psalm 51 say?
就讲到大卫他犯罪之后啊。
And this was David's feeling after
sin. 他内心激起很大的挣扎。
And he had a very great struggle in his heart.
叫他失去了平安。
Because he lost peace in his
叫他失去了喜乐。
And he lost the joy in his
你看他写诗篇的时候，三十二篇怎么样讲
？And Psalm 32, it says.
第三节怎么讲
？Verse 3.
因终日哀恨，骨头枯干。
And he said, groaning all day long, and my body wasted away.
而且黑夜摆着二十四小时。
And verse 4, day and night, that's 24 hours.
神的手在他身上。
And thy Lord, thy hand.
极其沉重。
And my vitality was drained.
精神耗尽。
And the fever heat of summer was upon him.
如同夏天的干燥。
Because he lost his vitality.
一个伟大的君王。
Look at the great king.
认为他做的事情，认为神不知，鬼不觉，精心设计这套杀人的计划。
And he thought nobody would have uncovered his deceit, yet the Lord rebuked him.
但是神差派先知拿单责备他的时候，他即刻在神面前悔改。
And when the Lord sent prophet Nathan to rebuke David of his sin, David immediately repented.
他感受到神赦免他。
And he felt the forgiveness of the Lord.
重新得力，再一次在神面前享受那种赦罪的快乐。
And because of this forgiveness, he recovered the joy of the Lord.
当他不肯认罪的时候啊。
But before he admitted of his sin,
他心里面很痛苦。
His heart was heavy.
直到他认罪之后，他就得着赦罪的快乐了。
But after he repented, he enjoyed the blessing of forgiveness.
所以他写诗篇三十二篇说，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的人，这个人是真正有福气的人。
So therefore, when he penned Psalm 32, he said, "How blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven."
你想想看，世界上怎么样的人是有福气的人呢
？So who would be blessed in this world?
也许是我们的五子登科，有帽子车。
Maybe for those who are well blessed, you know, with five hats.
帽子、车子、妻子、儿子、房子。五子登科，对不对？
There is a saying that you have five things, you know, a house, children, and wealth, and so on.
哇，那就是有个福气的人。
Perhaps that would be considered blessed.
昨天我们跟一个弟兄在菲律宾的打电话说，你知道吗？我有十个内外孙呢。
And a relative called me up yesterday and from the Philippines and said I have five grandchildren.
十个。
ten grandchildren.
哇，觉得很欢喜。也有些人可能比他更多，对不对？
And he was so happy, but there could be many others with many more grandchildren.
我不知道你认为世界上你最有福气的是我不晓得。
So I don't know if you feel you are blessed.
但是你想想看呐。
But think about it.
大卫身为一个君王，对不对？
David was a king.
他有什么缺少的呢？
And what could he have lacked?
他没有缺少什么任何东西。
He had everything he would wish for.
所以撒母耳记下十二章，当上帝派先知拿单去责备他的时候啊。
Now, when in Second Samuel chapter 12, when Nathan the prophet rebuked him,
告诉他你真的一无所缺。
And he said, "You do not lack anything."
神说你一无所缺。
But the Lord said, "You have everything."
为什么你现在要做这个事情，对不对？
But why were you deceitful in your
ways? 你说产业吗？我把扫罗的产业都给你了。
Speaking about wealth, you've got all that King Saul had before.
你看漂亮的王宫殿，对不对
？And beautiful.
还有
temples.
还有其他很多的事情。
And many more.
他是超越五子登科的人，
And he had more than these five things.
他应该是很有福气的，对不对
？You would consider him extremely blessed, for he was a king.
什么都有了。
And he had everything.
但是他不认为他是一个最有福气的人。
But he did not even consider himself blessed.
直到他领受了神赦免的时候，他说的赦免即过，遮盖其罪的，这个人是真正有福气的人。
Until he experienced the forgiveness of sin, and he said, "Blessed is he whose sins are forgiven."
我不知道你有没有感受哈，也许盼望我们感受到神赦免的那种快乐，对不对
？And I don't know if you feel the same.Of the forgiveness of sins and the blessing that comes with.
我们看到圣经里面约翰福音第八章告诉我们。
Verse 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8. Rather.
那个妇人犯罪之后。
When the woman sinned.
耶稣赦免她。
Jesus forgave her.
她很感激耶稣。
And she was very appreciative.
我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus said, "I would not condemn you."
你平平安安的去吧。
And you should go in peace.
享受那种赦罪的快乐，对不对？
And that was a joy of being forgiven.
那种平安，对不对？
And the peace that comes with being forgiven.
你想想看，基督耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上。
Now consider that the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
好像罗马书所讲的。
In the book of Romans.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
When we were yet sinners.
为我们死。
He died for us.
他的爱在此向我们显明了。
And that is his love demonstrated for
us. 你想罪人有什么可爱的地方？
Is there anything lovable about a sinner?
我们不要想一个罪人，一个孩子顽皮到一个地步，有什么可爱的地方？
Or even a naughty child, there is nothing endearing about the naughty child.
也许这个孩子太顽皮，气死你了。
You might be even annoyed by those.
他乖的时候，哎呀，很可爱，对不对？
But maybe a
他乖的时候，听话的时候。
An obedient child might be lovable.
他顽皮的时候烦死你了。
But a naughty child would be very annoying.
何况一个罪人，有什么怪地方？
How much more a sinner would be annoying.
但基督却为你我钉死在十字架上。
But the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.Gave his life
神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And that was how his love was demonstrated for us.
而且为我们预备救恩。
And he prepared for our salvation.
天堂去可以去的地方，对不对？
And a mansion in heaven.
然后就怎么样？
And
心里就盼望跟平安。
And hope and peace in our lives.
所以今天我们想到人最大的福气，罪的赦免，得到耶稣基督永远所赐给我们的。
So the first blessing is he whose sins are forgiven, and we have this eternal hope and joy in us.
第二个福气是什么呢？
Now the second blessing.
刚才我们念的诗篇呢？
Would be the psalm we just read earlier.
128篇。
And that's Psalm 128.
你有机会都很好，有机会常常读是很好的。
It would be good to review this psalm frequently.
就是敬畏神的人是有福气的人。
Blessed is he who fears the Lord.
我们怎么看出来呢？
How do we see this?
为什么一个敬畏神的可以是有福气的呢？
How is he who fears the Lord blessed?
第一节告诉我们什么？
Verse 1.
是劳碌得来的。
He shall eat the fruits of his hands.
哦，看起来简单哦，对不对？
It might look simple.
哇，我们新年，哇，这是我知道，我们吃年饭了，就是山珍海味，对不对？
And the meals, the bountiful meals that we enjoy in the new year.
是劳碌得来的。
It is all coming from hard labor.
非常的丰富。
The abundance.
但是不是每一个人都吃得下的哦。
But not everyone can enjoy it.
有些人可能胃不好啊。
Maybe you have stomach upset.
可能消化不良等等，对不对？
Or many other illnesses.
是劳碌得来的。
But these are all fruit of your labor.
那就是福气了，对不对？
And is that being blessed?
还在讲什么？
Next.
128篇诗篇啊，他讲吃劳碌得来的。
And you shall eat of the fruit of your hands.
然后呢？
Then.
这里告诉我们说啊，然后你要享福，对不对？
And you will be happy.
事情顺利。
And it will be well with you.
这真是福气啊，对不对？
This is blessing.
不是每一个人可以吃劳碌得来的。
Because not everybody can enjoy the fruits of.
当然，今天是过年，我知道有些人不太喜欢讲到一些。不好的事情。
So since we are celebrating the Chinese New Year, we avoid talking
我就不讲那个例子了，对不对？
Bad examples.
总而言之，是说我们吃劳碌所来的，就是蒙福的人，是蒙恩的人，对。
But in a nutshell, he who is blessed,
你看第三节是什么意思？你看到吗
？Verse three.
你看出来吗？第三节什么？你的妻子在那一次，好像多着的果子葡萄树围绕你的桌子，这是大团圆呐、啊，好不好？太好，对不对？
Verse 3, your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, and your children like olive plants around your table.
第四节
Verse 4,
给我们结论了
Conclusion.
看呐、啊，敬畏神的人必要怎么样？这样蒙福
Verse 4, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord.
你看见吗？敬畏神的人才能够享受第二节所讲的。
And it is he who fears the Lord will be able to enjoy
the fruit. 是劳碌得来的。
Which is the enjoy the fruit of your hands.
要享福。
And to be happy.
事情顺利。
And will be well with you.
太好了，对不对？
Marvelous.
第三节。
Verse 3.
整个家里面团圆。
And a reunion with your entire family.
非常的和气。
And this is of such blessing.
所以敬畏神的人，这是蒙福的人。
So this is he who fears the Lord.
你看到神特别的恩典临到他们身上。
And a special blessing came upon the person.
在我们的生活当中，我们敬畏神，远离恶事。
And in our lives, as we fear the Lord, it will be well with us.
我们有时候遇到难处，我们也会感谢神，对不对？
And even when we encounter difficult circumstances,
更加体会上帝的恩典。
We still thank the Lord for His grace.
所以吃劳碌得来的，要享福，事情顺利，这是一个福气了，对不对？
Okay. To eat of the fruit of your hands, and to be well with you, and this is a blessing.
所以我相信在圣经里面有很多这样。宝贵的例子。
And I trust there are many more such examples in the Bible.
啊，第三种福气什么福气呢？
The third blessing.
啊，第一种福气是我们知道罪得赦免的人，这个人是真正有福气的人。
Okay, just to review, the first blessing was he whose sins are forgiven.
解决了我们救恩的问题，叫我们心中有平安、有快乐、有盼望。
And given us salvation and eternal hope and peace.
敬畏神的人，我们知道在生活当中领受到神许多的恩典。
And secondly, he who fears the Lord will have many blessings in his life.
能够享受神所给我们的东西。
And will enjoy what God has given us.
在生活当中经历到神的作为。
And we will be surrounded by God's grace.
这是神给我们。很大的福气
了。And this is a blessing given to us by God.
第三种呢，福气是什么？
Now the third blessing.
爱慕主话语的人。
Is to desire God's word.
渴慕主话语的人。
And to thirst for God's word.
你看看诗篇第一篇讲什么？
I'll turn to Psalm 1.
诗篇第一篇说，他唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Psalm 1, verse 2, and his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night, and he is blessed.
唯就是唯有单单，单单喜爱耶和华的话，昼夜思想，这个什么，是一个有福气的人。
And it starts with the word but or only, and that means only if you delight in the word of the Lord, he is blessed.
渴慕主的话。
And to seek and to thirst for his word.
爱慕主的话。
And to delight in God's word.
这个人是很有福气的人。
And this is a man who is blessed.
大卫是个真是一个很爱慕主话语的人。
David himself desired God's word.
他可以给我们学习的。
And he is an example we should.
他在诗篇119篇这样说。
Psalm 119.
他说：“我时常切慕你的典章。”
For I always often.
我切慕你的话语。
I seek your words.
甚至到什么？甚至心碎，好厉害，对不对？非常爱慕神的话。
For he earnestly sought God's word.
你知道大卫爱慕神的话，也把它写成章节啊，诗篇119篇、176节里面，每一节圣经里面都讲到他怎么样爱慕神的话语。
And in Psalm 119, he penned how his desire for the word of the Lord.
非常宝贵。
And it is a very important.
你知道大卫还没有太忙碌的时候啊，还没有正式登基做王，也许还没有登基做王的时候，他真是非常渴慕追求的。
And David, even before he ascended to be king,
因为他说天还没有亮的时候，我就起来了。
And he said, I wake up in the morning before sunrise.
做什么呢？
To do what?
我要思想你的话。
To meditate on your word.
你想想一个君王可能很忙碌，对不对？
You might imagine, you know, a king being very busy.
但是他有个追求渴慕的心。
But he has this extreme desire for God's word.
天还没有亮就起来了。
And so he got up before dawn.
我要思想你的话。
Only because he wanted to meditate.
哎呀，我觉得非常宝贝，对不对？
So I feel this is of such
渴慕神的话语。
Of his desire.
你看见在圣经里面一些成功的人啊，
and you can see many successful people today.
好像摩西，
or Moses.
好像约书亚，
or Joshua.
好像迦勒，
or Caleb.
还有好像约瑟，
or Joseph.
这些成功的人啊，
many such
跟他们爱慕神的话也有密切的关系。
And they all have one thing in common, and that is their desire for God's
word. 你看上帝怎么样教导摩西？
See how God taught Moses.
你要遵守我的话。
He said, "You should keep my word."
听从我的命令。
And follow my commands.
就够了。
And that would be sufficient.
你所要做的就是这样。
And that's all you needed to do.
他怎么告诉约书亚？
And how did God say?
你要刚强壮胆。
To Joshua, he said, "Be courageous."
我的话不要离开你的口。
For my words will not depart.
你是要常常思想。
Because you shall meditate.
你就够了。
And that's all you
needed. 你要过约旦河。
And to cross Jordan River.
进到迦南地攻打耶利哥，
and enter Canaan to occupy Jericho.
看到吗？
All that.
只要遵行神的话，其他事情上帝会为我们成就。
The only requirement is to follow the word of the Lord, and everything else.
还有很多很多这样的事情，对不对？
And many many such examples.
渴慕神的话语。
It is the desire for God's word.
你知道，有个人说他去小的时候啊。跟父母跟母亲去赴筵席的时候，
there was an example of a person who attended a reception with.
特别去在乡下参加筵席啊， 都是父母亲带着孩子一起记的，对不对？
Oftentimes in the villages, a child would go with the parents to enjoy a banquet.
然后那个筵席还没出来的时候，桌子上有很多糖果啊、花生啊、瓜子啊摆在那边。
So before the main dishes were served, there will be peanuts and other finger foods.
小孩子不是来吃大餐的哦。
And the children were not allowed to eat the main dish.
他们不是吃大，不是说不可以吃。我是说他不是喜欢，我就是说大餐还没有出来的时候，他先吃瓜子，先吃糖果，最喜欢还是汽水，对不对
？Or rather, the children are looking forward not for the main dish, but for the peanuts and the candy and the soda that comes before the main dish.
哇，最后这个小孩子。说肚子胀胀，哇，汽水、花生、糖果、饼干，
so,
吃饱了。
So the children would be filled by all these food before even the main dish comes out.
那好菜出来了。
And when the good food
开戏了，对不对？开演戏了。
And the banquet starts.
他想要吃，那肚子很胀，吃不下了。
But the child is so full already.
吃不下了。
And he couldn't eat
anymore. 即使山珍海味，吃不下了。
So he would not be able to enjoy the food.
你想这给我们一个很好的提醒什么呢
？You could see this as a reminder.
你想我们早上一起来的时候，好像大卫说，天还没亮我就起来了。
So it's like David waking up before dawn.
我们先吃什么
？And what do we eat?
因为耶利米说啊，我将你的话当作食物吃下去了，对不对
？Jeremiah said, I consider your word as food, and I eat it.
我们早上起来
as we wake up in the
morning, 我们先做什么呢
What do we do first?
我先看看报纸了
Maybe you read the newspaper
先看看新闻了
Or listen to the news
也许先看股票情形怎么样
Or maybe you check the stock market
看美金有没有涨啊
Maybe the dollar exchange rate
看欧元有没有掉啊对不对欧元
Or the euro if it has dropped
所以我们把这些东西吃饱了没有时间去吃属灵的粮食。
And with all these things that you have eaten, maybe there is no appetite for God's word.
当你打开圣经的时候，你就打瞌睡了，对不对
？But when you turn open the Bible, you might be falling asleep.
爱慕神的话语。
Now desire for God's word.
不要先吃零食，先吃那个上好的。
So do not spoil your appetite.
不是对你们讲，是对我自己这样讲，对不对啊？提醒我们。
And that is not only to you.
很自然的，报纸丢到你门口就看，先看报纸。看天下什么大事了，对不对
？Because it's very spontaneous sometimes that we turn to the newspaper.
报纸不满足再看新闻。
And then you're not satisfied with the newspaper. You watch the news on TV.
新闻不满足就开你电脑。
And then you turn on your laptop.
到了有时间就没有时间灵修。
And then there's not enough time left for devotion.
爱慕神的话语。
So to desire God's word.
诗篇怎么样讲呢
？Turn to the Psalms.
它就像第二、第三节。
Psalm 1 verse 3. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water. And which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. So don't you like to be this tree?
如果你想做这棵树，你要什么？喜爱上帝的话语。
So to be so, you have to desire God's word.
不要把它当作平常的事情，我们渴慕神的话语。
Now, don't take it lightly, the desire for God's word.
叫我们属灵生命真正才会长大。
And it is only thus that we can grow spiritually.
我们不会在原地跑，对不对？
And we will not be running in place.
我们继续会向前走。
But rather running forward.
我们的灵性长进了，对不对
？And our spiritual lives will grow.
所以今天我们看见，所以今天我们知道什么是有福气的人呢
？So today we studied what comprises a
罪得赦免的人。
First, he whose sins are forgiven.
敬畏神的人。
And the person who fears the Lord.
还有爱慕神话语的人。
And thirdly, a person who desires God.
这样的是真正有福气的人。
And these make a person.
今天我只讲三样，还有很多。可以很多福气的。
So I limit my sermon today to 3 points, but there could be many other things.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, as we celebrate a new beginning with the Chinese New Year. We thank you, Lord, for the many, many blessings, the countless blessings that you have showered upon us. Forgive us, Lord, for having taken these for granted. in many ways and for having given you not the first place in our everyday lives. Lord, we pray that you alert us and remind us to put you first, as David did, to rise up before dawn, Lord, and to thirst for your word and to draw near to your presence. For it is only in you, Lord, that we will be firmly planted, and it is only in you, Lord, which is the source of all these blessings, the source of what you have given us and will continue to bless us with, Lord. And it is in you, Lord, that we have the eternal peace and joy in this life and forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for all that are here, and may the intentions of our hearts, Lord, and our prayers to you, Lord, be pleasing before you. And we commit the rest of this time, Lord, into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，谢谢。